But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned our way. In Luke 15, we have the story of a man who had two sons. In Luke 15, 12 through 19, we read, "The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me.' So he divided his wealth between them. And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country. And there he squandered his estate with loose living. Now, when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be impoverished. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating, and no one was giving anything to him. But when he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread? But I am dying here with hunger. I will get up and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men.' He was rebellious. He was foolish. He was living a wicked and sinful life. And when he had wasted everything and was so hungry that he was trying to eat the pig's food, he began to reflect on his life. In verse 17, we read, 'But when he came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread? But I am dying here with hunger. I will get up and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men.' He realized that he had sinned, first of all, against heaven, against his father, and that he was unworthy to be called his son. So he begins to make the journey home from the distant country in which he was at. He is dirty. He's terribly guilty. He has wasted what he had and his life. He didn't clean himself up to return home. He went just as he was. In verse 20 through 24, we read, So he got up and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his slaves, Quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fattened calf. Kill it. Let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.' And they began to celebrate." How beautiful is the picture here. The father is looking for his son to come home. The father receives him just as he is. He embraces him. He hugs him. He kisses him. He forgives him. He celebrates his homecoming. The father received him just as he was. He didn't have to clean himself up. He didn't have to return the money he had wasted. No. Years ago, there was a prostitute in England who went out one night to work when she passed by a gospel preaching chapel where they were having a service. I don't know if it was raining or not, but for some reason, she decided to go inside. She went in, and a minister preached on forgiveness and eternal life and a relationship with God. She listened very intently. After the message, the preacher greeted the lady and she told him that she liked what he had said. He talked with her some more and invited her to come to Jesus. She told him that she couldn't because she was a woman of the street and that she was very guilty of sin and not worthy to come to Jesus. He then told her, "Come just as you are." He explained to her the truth of Mark 2:17, where Jesus said to them, "It is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." A healthy man does not need a doctor. The sick man does. Then Jesus applies it. He says that he did not come to call the righteous or so-called good people, but sinners. The man explained to the lady that Jesus did not come to call the so-called good people, but sinners. He came to call this woman of the street because she was a sinner. She had to come with her guilt and dirtiness, just as she was, and she came to Jesus that very night. This prodigal son came the same way, just as he was. He didn't clean himself up to come home. He came dirty and guilty. He came guilty and dirty, but he came with a repentant heart. He recognizes that he has sinned against God and against his Father. He says that he is not worthy to be called his son, and he tells his Father, "Make me as one of your hired men." Repentance is not cleaning ourselves up and trying to make ourselves good before we go to God. Repentance is not a pre-salvation attempt to put our lives in order or to make ourselves good. The call to repentance is not a command to set one's sins right before coming to God. It is a commandment to recognize one's own sinfulness and hate it, to turn one's back on it, to come to Christ and to embrace Him with full devotion. Repentance is realizing that we have turned our backs on God and lived for ourselves. It is realizing that we have put self on the throne of our hearts. It is getting off the throne of our hearts and letting Jesus have the throne that is rightfully His. It is like a sheep that has turned away from the shepherd, and he turns back to the shepherd. Listen to how the Apostle Peter puts it in 1 Peter 2:24 and 25. "And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed, for you were continually straying like sheep, but now have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls." My friend, Jesus died to pay your sin debt. You need to come to him today just as you are. You don't try to get well before you go to the doctor. You go to the doctor with your sickness, with your weakness, with your problem, and you trust the doctor to heal you and make you well. You put yourselves in the hands of the doctor for him to do what he needs to do to make you well. It's the same with the Lord. We come just as we are. We need to come to him just as we are, to confess our sins and ask him for forgiveness. My friend, you need to renounce your rebellion and surrender your life to him who died for you. I want to emphasize again, you don't get well and then go to the doctor. You go to the doctor as you are, sick and weak with your problem. You put your life and yourself in the doctor's hands, and he heals you. It's very similar with the Lord. We don't try to make ourselves good before we go to him. We go to him just as we are. We commit ourselves to him. We put our lives in his hands, and he forgives. He changes. He cleanses. How beautiful, how wonderful it is. How beautiful is the scene when the father embraces his son. He kisses him and prepares a feast for him. He forgives him and receives him. He doesn't jump on him and tell him how foolish he has been. He doesn't tell him he is going to have to work to pay back what he wasted. No, he forgives him, and he assumes the loss of what the son has wasted. We see repentance in the son when he recognizes his sin and returns home and tells his father to make him as one of his hired servants. My friend, you don't have to clean yourself up to come to Jesus. You don't have to merit his favor because you can't merit or earn his favor. You have to come just as you are. My friend, today you need to make that 180-degree turn and come to Jesus and surrender your life to him. How beautiful it was that night when the prostitute heard about the love and salvation of God and came to Jesus just as she was. He forgave her. He changed her life as he alone can change our lives. How beautiful when the rebellious son comes back and says, Father, make me as one of your hired servants. My friend, Jesus died to pay your sin debt. You need to come to him today just as you are. You need to confess your sins to him and ask him for forgiveness. You need to renounce your rebellion and surrender your life to him who died for you. How beautiful it was that day as that son began to walk toward home. And as he was still a long way off, the father saw him. And we see this old man running to his son to embrace him, to kiss him, to receive him. How beautiful a sight it is. When he is received, he is forgiven, and he is taken in as a son. It's a picture, my friend, for you and I. God seeks us. God loves us. It's time for you to return to him today. My time is gone. I'd like to leave an email with you if you'd like to get in touch with us here at Living Waters. Our email is spiv6327@bellsouth.net. I'm going to repeat it. spiv6327@bellsouth.net. spiv6327@bellsouth.net. We thank you for the privilege to be able to preach and proclaim to you the wonderful news of the love of God in having sent his son to a cross to pay our sin debt. Now is the time to return to him. May God bless his word to your heart today. Thank you for having me.
This has been the Living Waters broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at spiv6327@bellsouth.net. That's spiv6327@bellsouth.net.